This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it will create new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Paragana's and Kolhan regions. Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat last evening. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, is set to launch today a digital platform, Bhaskar, aimed at strengthening India's startup ecosystem. The Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar Initiative, is a platform designed to centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. This initiative aligns with the government's vision to transform India into a global leader in innovation and entrepreneurship. Commerce and Industry Minister said in a release that Bhaskar will bridge the gap between startups, investors, mentors and other stakeholders, allowing for a seamless interaction across sectors. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar appealed to the students to explore opportunities in the field of technology beyond government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the digital tower at Ramdeo Baba University in Nagpur yesterday. The 12-story tower features modern digital classrooms for computer science and engineering students. The Vice President emphasized the potential of quantum computing and green hydrogen. Earlier, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 industrial training institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. The Constitution Temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura yesterday. The Indian Air Force has deployed its C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to flood-affected areas. In China, a powerful typhoon, Devinka, is approaching the eastern coast, prompting authorities to prepare for heavy rainfall. The typhoon is expected to make a landfall near Shanghai later tonight. In badminton, India's rising star Anmol Karp secured her first individual senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 at Leuven in Belgium. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Mali Shields in the finals. She entered the main draw through the qualifiers and was unseeded. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.